In 1965, you were out on your own?
Yes, I had been in partnership for 5 years, and I went out on my own.
Then you were searching for jobs in traditional architecture.
Well, no, I really wasn't. I was looking for schools to design, apartment buildings, office buildings, anything I could get. Because I had had the responsibility of a large drafting room, I didn't want that anymore. I said, I want a small office, and I want to be able to close on school closing days or whenever I want to. And that's sort of what I have done. I was struggling the first several years, but certainly was making a legitimate living for my family. And all of a sudden, one or two of the decorators here in town discovered I knew how to do traditional architecture. So all of a sudden, instead of going out and soliciting work, I was waiting for him to knock on the door and come to see me. That's how I evolved into it.
The first house, then, that you designed as a job, okay, was that in Ranch Acres?
Yes, I did a ranch-style house there for a client. It has a funny story, which I tell in my book. It was a vacant lot. There was a large 20-year-old oak tree right in the middle of it, and they really wanted to preserve that. So, being the clever designer that I thought I was, I designed the house around it and made it a courtyard. The owner, Mr. Brand, was just fascinated with my design. As the house was being built, he was more interested in the courtyard than the design. He would say, I can hardly wait to come home from work, get a drink, lie on a chaise looking up into the trees. Well, they were trimming out the house, and the tree began looking sickly. By the time the house was finished, the tree was dead. But Mr. Brand was very philosophical about it, and he said, well, I'll just have to wait 20 years to do that. He didn't make it.